To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Boop, boop.
I don't think Sven's going to be there on Friday, unfortunately.
Kind of fun. What is the native tongue over there, Andy?
Well, it depends on the country.
Where Sven is from?
Swedish.
Swedish, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
In Norway, it's Norwegian.
Okay. So, do you know how to speak either one of them? Not even cuss words?
I don't even know cuss words. I know Heia Norge. That means go Norway.
Okay.
That's what I had you yell at Victor Hovland a couple years ago. And I did. My wife was doing, there's some Duolingo. Is that the app where people learn languages? Duolingo, I think, right? Okay.
Okay.
She got like a subscription to it or whatever. So she had an extra one. And I did the Norwegian one for like a week.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't know. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I'm trying to teach a 5-year-old how to read.
Right.
I don't need to also learn how to speak Norwegian. I got enough on my plate right now.
I'm trying to
teach a 2-year-old how to poop in the toilet and a 5-year-old how to read.
It's a lot of work, man.
I'll work on Norwegian later.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, my boy.
Yeah.
But before you go, you have to learn it because you want to be over there with your cousins and you want to
know some select phrases.
Yeah, they're talking behind your back or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because that's why I'm like, what y'all talking about over there? Giggling. talking about me?
It's one of those ones, though, because it's not like rooted in the same language as English is. It's just not like, it's not instinctual. You know, like you learn Spanish, a lot of it kind of makes sense
because
it's so similar.
Right.
Norwegian sounds like, it sounds like a different language, Randy. It sounds like a totally different language. Swedish as well.
Okay. All right. Look and see. No, there was the ultimate gut punch is that this team doesn't get to play for a national championship. This is Pete Bivel, whatever him.
Mm-hmm.
And he also said they had the
best, Notre Dame athletic
yes,
director.
They had the best 10-game run in college football history.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you're hurt, dog.
Of course he is.
Lego, did I mean. Never mind. Again, I don't give a damn because they dropped my team from 1-6, so I do not care.
Yeah,
I have no sympathy.
Obviously, Notre Dame didn't have the best 10-game run in college football history. Of course, that's not true. Now, it's his job to do this and advocate, so we get it.
No. This ain't advocating. This is whining.
It is.
This is whining.
Yeah, yeah,
all
no,
right?
Right.
This is whining.
Yeah, well, one man's advocate is another man's whine. I think Sark thinks he's advocating, too, and he's whining
his ass
off.
This is more whining because Sark's gone now. Sark, they are on their way to...
I think Sark's more whiny because football coaches aren't supposed to whine.
Yeah.
Pete Bivakwa, he might be like a lawyer.
Sark's going to the Citrus Bowl. Sark's done. All right, ain't nothing we can do.
You think?
Yeah.
You think Sark's press conference at the Citrus Bowl is not going to contain some whining about them not being in the playoffs?
Probably not.
Okay.
You got to be over by now.
You have more.
You got to be over.
You have more faith in Sark than I do.
This guy here, man, he just whining just to whine now, okay? 2 days of whining?
Well, my question,
give me one day of whining.
My question is just this, though. Like, what is the outcome? Like, what does he think is going to happen from here? If he already got the...
You got the provision put in.
If you got the provision put in.
Yes, you got to put in.
They're not going to put you in the playoffs.
No.
They're probably going to expand the playoff anyway, not because you're doing this media tour. So I don't know. I don't know what the... And now this is all just from one interview. We're just playing clips from one interview. So he's only whined for one day. Not that I'm here trying to... He's a lawyer from Georgetown.
Oh, is he?
He's a professional whiner.
There it is.
That's his job.
There it is.
That's what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, whatever, man. Whatever, dude.
He also went to Notre Dame.
Yeah, okay. And y'all are not in the conference, and yet y'all still play one game short of most people, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you go to a conference championship.
Yeah.
And you get to pick who you play.
Yeah.
That's right.
Whatever.
That's right.
Whatever, dude.
I'm glad they're not in
me
there.
Me too.
I'll be honest with you.
And he's making me like it even more.
I'm glad the whole thing happened to them.
Yes.
I don't like Notre Dame. Yeah. And I'm glad they got teased, and I'm glad they got the rug pulled out from under them, and I'm glad they're sad. That is genuinely how I feel about that.
Yes.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Hello, Bo.
Congratulations, all of the playoff owning managers that made it into the playoffs last night, closed out the fantasy football season for 2025. The regular season, anyway, ended last night. So congratulations to everybody. And if you went into your week 14 matchup up by, you know, or down by 14, 10, 15, hell, even 20, you had Jalen Hurts on your team, you probably went in feeling pretty good if you needed to clinch that first round bye or you're trying to
make
that spot into the playoffs. We are not.
No.
But
we're good.
Jalen Hurts scored a total of 0.4 points last night.
Yeah, he's awful.
How did he even get that?
He
had five turnovers.
Did some positive stuff. Yeah, three. Yeah, there was a touchdown. So
yeah, he's awful.
I haven't researched this, but I'm thinking that him taking -4 on that one play where he had two turnovers may be the highest or the lowest negative scoring single play in fantasy football history. I can't think of a way you could get less.
It would have to be
because you don't find guys just running backwards.
Right.
You know, yeah, so having two turnovers in one play, unless you're in a wacky scoring league where you have like -3 points for fumbles or something stupid like that.
Yeah, man. If he was your starter
tough,
and that's how you miss the playoffs, you're feeling pretty bad about that.
So, yeah, and Jalen had 7 games this season over 20 points. He had like 10 games over 14. Like, you just knew that you were in if it was close and you had Jalen on your team. That's how it goes. Speaking of fantasy football playoffs, do your homework. Does sneak into the playoffs. I do say sneak. We went into week 14 in second place. Didn't have a great game. Players on bye. Whatever. Finished the season in fourth place. There are no first-round byes in that Coke League. There's 8 teams that make the playoffs. So next weekend, it's on, man. Here we go.
We got a chance to win a ring. They give championship
rings.
Yeah, they give rings in that league.
Sweet.
Never got a championship ring before.
I'm rooting for y'all.
Well, I got the Braves one they gave everybody.
But yeah, I'm rooting for you, rolling Billy and what's the other guy's name?
No, not Billy.
Oh, Billy's not in this one.
No, Billy's not in this one.
Okay.
We got AJ.
AJ.
And Josh.
And Josh.
Okay, well.
AJ and Josh.
So hopefully we're standing on the, we've never gone to that ring ceremony because
it's always during
the day.
Our show.
They have a ring ceremony too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No,
it's at the stadium.
This league is awesome. They have everything.
So I guess we'll be requesting that day off after we win this year, right? We got to.
Or maybe they'll move the time. Maybe.
You got to accommodate the champs, right?
Got to accommodate the champs.
You got to accommodate.
So we got to win first, though. Let's not jinx anything.
Yeah, we still got three wins left. So how do y'all do your Sunday football pregame? Like, do you have a pregame show on that you watch? Or are you just roaming around the house until 1 o'clock?
I tune into 92.9 The Game 4 hours before kickoff.
That's right. You're on the radio and stuff.
To listen to the Wade Ford Tailgate Show.
I love that show.
It's pretty good.
It's a great show.
I love that show.
Pretty good. So I do that.
So I'll watch some fantasy football shows, and I'll have the Fox pregame, whatever channel the Falcons are about to come on, I'll have it on that pregame.
Right.
So I had Fox pregame on, but I had some fantasy football shows on a small TV with the volume. The Fox pregame had no volume, but it was on.
Hold on. Uh-oh.
We'll do the Wade Ford Tailgate Show this Thursday as well.
My boy, you working
Thursday night football?
From 4 to 6, I guess.
My boy, you working a double?
Doing a double.
Duh.
Yeah. No one, the hardest, yeah, right. I was about to lie to the people. I got to do 5 hours of sports radio instead of 3. Oh, don't hurt yourself.
So I had the Fox pregame on with no volume, and then, you know, I usually never turn it up because I don't care what Terry Bradshaw has to say, really, honestly, for being. And I saw Jameis Winston on there.
Yes.
So I knew that Russ was doing some work with NBC. Didn't really care to see Russ do any kind of pregame commentary about anything. Saw Jameis on there. I mean, I couldn't grab my remote fast enough. All right, so here's one that I don't think made the air. Here's Jameis Winston's pregame speech to his fellow Fox pregame cohorts.
For today, now is the best present that we can get.
Right. Okay? Present.
Right now, we have Hall of Fame football players.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we have world-class men and women that serve Fox to make this show go. This opportunity doesn't come around often,
mm-mm.
Okay? But guess what? We have to make it last
forever.
Yes.
Fox NFL kickoff on three.
Woo!
One, two, three. Fox NFL kickoff!
There you have it.
There you go. Jameis is definitely getting ready for post-career.
Oh, mm-hmm. Definitely. He's going to be great. So here's another one with
Jameis.
He's
going to be great. I do worry, though. Like, that was great. But like
maybe he'll make a better preacher, but there's a lot more money in.
They're gonna overdo it.
Yes,
like it, yes. The Jameis stuff is so funny when it's genuine and like it's mic'd up or it's whatever. Yeah. Like it's genuine off the cuff stuff. Like when he starts doing all this, like when he was at the Super Bowl, yes. It was fine. But like they're gonna what they always do with stuff like this, if the person allows them to, they're gonna oversaturate.
Yep.
They're gonna oversaturate the Jameis stuff. I worry about that because I think he's hilarious and I love the stuff.
So here's another one where they're doing the Jacksonville game on Fox. Liam Cohen comes up, Duvall comes up. Here's Jameis making sense of it all.
Ever since Liam Cohen has been getting recommendations on how to pronounce Duvall the right way.
He went Duvall.
How would you pronounce it, Jameis?
Duvall.
What's your Broadway one?
Duvall.
Yes. They all work.
The New York got to me, but I got the Jags.
You got the Jags.
Yeah, like that. That's great. That's great, off the cuff, unplanned Jameis hilariousness.
All right, here's one more for you. Here, this one's behind the scenes. This is Jameis trying to feed Gronk a W.
You ate a lot of these in your career.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I throw you a W?
Yeah. I'm not going to eat it, though. I don't eat W.
Lactose intolerant.
Maybe I'll eat it if you throw it to me. Toss me.
Just eat it.
All right, I'll eat that one. Nah, I'm going to spike it.
Yes.
I spike W's.
You do spike W's. Who gonna clean this up?
Okay, hey, you gotta clean it up.
It's
your first day.
You're right. Yeah, you gotta clean it up.
So we're talking about Jameis, the W-shaped cookies that he throws around everywhere. He's on TV at any time. Jameis and Gronk, good stuff, man, good stuff.
That's gonna be the one. Yeah, they're gonna overdo it with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I love it. Like, I would love to see him do, like, something like Marshawn. Because Marshawn's not scripted or anything. Just give him a microphone and let him go see people.
And they don't ask him to do stuff he can't do.
Yes.
They let him do the thing that he can, and it's short and it's sweet and it's great.
Yes.
Exactly. That's exactly what they should do. Totally.
I'm wondering how much production they actually give Marshawn on when they're taking him into any of these places, or if it's just go in there and go off
go
the
be yourself.
And
just go be
try
yourself.
Try not to curse a lot.
Yeah.
Go be
but
yourself.
It's pre-recorded, so it really doesn't matter.
I bet that's so fun if you're the editor. Like, you get to splice it together. You get 3 minutes or whatever, so you get to pick the best stuff. I bet that's a really good time. But yeah, that's it. Like, man on the street, put him in a real situation.
It's hilarious in New Orleans.
Yeah.
So y'all talked about Diaz going to the Dodgers and Schwarb's getting another contract with the Phillies, so he's not going anywhere. Y'all missed the most important signing that happened yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. Joining Wash on the San Francisco Giants coaching staff, Jesse Chavez.
What?
Oh,
will be
Jesse
the bullpen
too?
Coach
Get out
for
of
the
here.
San Francisco Giants in the 2026 season.
Like, you know.
All right. Way to go, Jesse.
Obviously, the most important thing the Braves could do this offseason is sign some real players to help them.
Yeah.
But it's a little insult to injury that they're not even getting these guys.
Yeah,
can't
man.
Get washed.
You can't get washed.
He's going to coach in baseball, not as a manager, and it's not going to be here. Jesse Chavez, it feels like he probably gets fired in April or May, and then they bring him here to be the bullpen coach.
Yeah.
You know, if the Jesse Chavez.
Well, see, we got Eddie for that, but they could have brought him on for something.
I'm on for
an advisor?
Dang it.
That's fashion awful. Advisor, maybe?
Something. Hopefully the Braves, speaking of something, hopefully they do that.
Something.
At some point.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. It would have been great to see Jesse Chavez back here in a Braves uniform.
It would,
does this count for, like, the next team that he puts on his list? 19th team. Now he's going into his coaching career.
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco's a lot better than Atlanta?
No.
Well, not at all. I think they got a fish market or something like that. But other than that, San Francisco
nice
really
ballpark,
has nothing.
Though.
Yeah, very nice ballpark.
Nice ballpark.
We got a nice ballpark, too. I don't know if they can use that one.
True. Yeah. They're both good. They're both good.
Did you see this right here?
Mr. Jesse, until you come back.
From Shams?
From Shams? What
does
old Shams have to say?
Yeah, I'm saying Pistons, Hawks, Raptors are all expected to be trade suitors for Anthony Davis. Huh.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Lakers Anthony Davis? Sorry, Mavericks Anthony Davis?
Yes.
What's that going to cost you?
Not as much as Giannis.
How crazy would that be?
If he goes.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Was it Dallas after all?
No, yeah. Or if you get, because AD's in Dallas because of Luka.
Yes.
And then if Trey's involved with the AD trade, and AD, Trey ends up in Dallas for AD off the Luka, and it all comes full circle. I don't know. That's crazy. Hmm. I would be very interested to see what the trade package would look like for Anthony Davis. All right, we'll come back. Big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20 as well, get his reaction to the Georgia Bulldogs being SEC champions once again. Talk some college football playoff with him as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.